弟兄姊妹们早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
请我们一同来读罗马书第十二章。
Shall we read together Romans chapter 12?
罗马书第十二章。
Romans 12.
我们从第三节开始。
Starting from verse 3.
我凭着所赐我的恩对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照着神所分给个人信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith.
正如我们一个身子上有好些肢体，肢体也不都是一样的用处。
For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function.
我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体，也是如此。
So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another.
按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言，就当照着信心的程度说预言。
Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith.
或做执事，就当专一执事；或做教导，就当专一教导。
Our ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches in teaching.
或做劝化的，就当专一劝化；施舍的，就当诚实；治理的，就当殷勤；怜悯人的，就当甘心。
He who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness.
爱人不可虚假，恶要厌恶，善要亲近。
Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good.
爱弟兄要彼此亲热，恭敬人要彼此推让。
Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, in honor, giving preference to one another.
殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍主。
Not lacking in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord.
在指望中要喜乐，在患难中要忍耐，祷告要恒切。
Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer.
圣徒缺乏要帮补，客要一味的款待。
Distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality.
逼迫你们的要给他们祝福，只要祝福，不可咒诅。
Bless those who persecute you, bless, and do not curse.
与喜乐的人要同乐，与哀哭的人要同哭。
Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep.
第十三章第一节。
Chapter 13, verse 1.
在上有权柄的，人人都当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神的，凡掌权的都是神所命定的。
Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God.
第八节
Verse
8. 凡事都不可亏欠人，唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠，因为爱人的就完全了律法。
Owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law.
十四节
Verse 14.
总要佩戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。
But put on Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust.
十四章第一到第四节
Chapter 14, verses 1 to 4.
信心软弱的你们要接纳，但不要辩论所疑惑的事。
Receive one who is weak in faith, but not to dispute over doubtful things.
有人信百物都可吃，但那软弱的只吃蔬菜。
For one believes he may eat all things, but he who is weak eats only vegetables.
吃的人不可轻看不吃的人，不吃的人 也不可论断吃的人，因为神已经收纳他了。
Let not him who eats despise him who does not eat, and let not him who does not eat judge him who eats, for God has received him.
你是谁，仅论断别人的仆人呢？他或站住，或跌倒，自有他主人在，而且他也必要站住，因为主能使他站住。
Who are you to judge another's servant? To his own master he stands or falls. Indeed, he will be made to stand, for God is able to make him stand.
第七到第十节。
Verses 7 to 10.
我们没有一个人为自己活，也没有一个人为自己死。我们若活着是为主而活，若死了是为主而死。所以我们或活或死，总是主的人。
For none of us lives to himself, and no one dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord.
因此基督死了又活了，为要做死人并活人的主。你这个人为什么论断弟兄呢？又为什么轻看弟兄呢？因为我们都要站在神的台前。
For to this end Christ died and rose again and lived again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. But why do you judge your brother? Or why do you show contempt for your brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of God.
15章第一节。
Chapter 15, verse 1.
我们坚固的人应该担当不坚固的软弱，不求自己的喜悦。
We then who are strong ought to bear with the scruples of the weak and not to please ourselves.
第六章二十五节到二十七节。
16 verses 25 to 27.
唯有神能照我所传的福音和所讲的耶稣基督，并照永古隐藏不言的奥秘坚固你们的心。
Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery kept secret since the world began.
这奥秘如今显明出来，而且按着永生神的命，借众先知的书指示万国的民，使他们信服真道。
But now made manifest and by the prophetic scriptures made known to all nations, according to the commandment of the everlasting God for obedience to the faith.
愿荣耀因耶稣基督归于独一全智的神，直到永远。阿门。
To God alone wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen.
我们圣经就读在这里。
We now conclude our scripture reading.
求主给我们有恩典啊，能把罗马书后面这几章我们能够碰一碰，希望得到一些的帮助。
May God give us grace so that we could touch upon the last chapters of the book of Romans for us to be able to be edified.
我相信刚才我们所读过的这一段罗马书是我们对于罗马书比较少讲的一段。
I believe all the passages we just read are the ones that we seldom to talk about.
因为我们从第一章一直到十二章第二节，我想弟兄姊妹都非常的熟悉。
I believe from chapter 1 all the way through verse 2 of chapter 12, you are probably very familiar with.
因为这里一直是讲到神的福音的大能。
It speaks of the power of the gospel of God.
讲到神福音的内容。
It speaks of the content of the gospel of God.
而且我们也讲到如何的对于神这伟大的福音做回应。
And we also talk about how we should respond to the great God toward His gospel.
但是当我们要读从十二章第三节开始的时候，我们就讲到我们应该怎么样把这个福音活出来。
But starting from verse 3 of chapter 12, we will be talking about how we can live out this gospel.
或者是说前面11章是主耶稣所做成的一切救恩的内容。
Or to say that the first chapter 11 speak of the content of the salvation our Lord Jesus Christ has accomplished.
后面从12章到16章呢，是讲到 我们这些因着福音被神得着的器皿，如何让它在我们身上活出来？
Chapter 12 through 16 speak of us as the vessels of God being obtained by God's salvation, how we could actually live out it.
这也跟其他保罗书信很相似。
And this is very similar to other epistles of Paul.
不论多以弗所书也好，哥罗西书也好， 前面是讲到真理， 后面是讲到生活的实际。
Just as when you read Ephesians or Colossians, you always first read about the truth, and the second half will be about the living, the actual life.
这次当我们交通到罗马书后面的时候， 我们特别注意到12章第11节， 说殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常的侍奉神。
So last night we fellowship on verse 11 of chapter 12, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord.
我们怎么样来服侍主呢？
Then how should we serve the Lord?
当然昨天我们讲过， 我们一定要是一个活祭才能够侍奉神。
Yesterday we mentioned this. First of all, we have to be a living sacrifice.
我们一定要 服侍就是给神所要的。
To serve God means that to give him what he wants.
我们什么时候有人说， 你服侍得很好。
Whenever people say, oh, you serve so well.
不一定说你做什么特别伟大的事情。
It doesn't necessarily mean that you have done tremendously great things.
而是你把你服侍的对象他所要的，你给了他。
It simply means that the very object of your service has received what he or she wants.
我们知道在神的眼中， 他最喜爱的是什么？
We know in the sight of God, what is that God is pleased most with?
就是他的爱子。
That is his beloved son.
每一次当我们的主在地上显明出来的时候， 天开了， 就说这是我的爱子， 我所喜悦的。
Every time our Lord is revealed on earth and heaven would be opened, a voice would say, this is my beloved son with whom I'm well pleased.
我们怎么能够讨神的喜悦呢？
So how can we please God?
在我们这些不谦不义的人身上，怎么能够叫神得着满足跟喜悦呢？
On our part who are unrighteous and unholy, how can we please God to satisfy him?
就是当我们将身体献上当作活祭。
Only when we offer our bodies as living sacrifice.
就是说我们不再自己在那里让自己的东西出来，是让耶稣在我们身上活出来的。
That's to say we don't show off our own things, but instead that Christ lives out from us.
当父神看到他的儿子在我们身上出来的时候，
And when Father God seeing his son being shown forth in us, then he is well pleased.
所以我们将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的。
Therefore, we should present our bodies a living sacrifice holy.
因为当神的儿子在我们身上显出来， 那当然是圣洁。
Because when the Son of God is revealed in us, of course we should be holy.
是神所喜悦的。
This is well pleasing to God.
因为他在我们身上看到他儿子，
Because
当然喜悦。
When he sees us, his own son, of course he is pleased.
这是理所当然的侍奉。
And this is your reasonable service.
因为神的心看着他的儿子显出来， 他就满足了。
Because God's heart, seeing his son being revealed, is so gratified.
当我们这样来活的时候，
And when we live in such a way,
我们整个人的心意就会更新而变化。
Our mind would be transformed and be renewed.
在我们的生命与生活里面， 我们不单只知道神的旨意是什么， 我们还能够证实， 在我们生命的里面证实， 证明试验过， 神的旨意
So in our life, in our living, not only do we know the will of God, but we could actually test and prove what is that good and perfect and pleasant will of His.
当我们知道神的旨意是最美好的时候，
When we do know that God's will is the very best,
我们就不在神的旨意以外去抓这个，去抓那个。
Then we do not want to grab anything else out of His will.
所以在我们的身上就活出一个事实，基督是我们的一切。
Therefore, in us, we live out this very reality that Christ is all in all.
当我们这样来生活的时候,
when we live in such a way,
我们就能够带出身体的服事。
Then we can bring forth this service in the body.
昨天晚上我们已经开始在这方面讲了一个开头。
Last night, we have already started fellowshipping on this theme.
我们一个这样的人,一个这样的活祭,才能够带出殷勤,不懒惰,心里火热的释放。
Only a living sacrifice could bring forth this kind of service, which is symbolized in not lacking in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord.
而且我们要到神的田里面，我们常常观看。
And also we need to often go to the field of God to look.
我们在那里看到神要做的工，我们就跟上去。
There we see the work that God wants to do, and then we try to keep up.
我们就进到身体的服事里面。
And then we enter into the service of the body.
而且身体的服事具体的学习，当第一点就是说，我们个人要照着神所分给我们信心的大小，我们不要看过于所当看的。
So the very first thing to learn about the service in the body tangibly is not to think of yourself more highly than you ought to think.
那第二点我们就看到刚才我们所读的十二章一开始的那一段。
And also in the beginning passage we just read in chapter 12.
这里说第六节说照着我所得的我们所得的恩赐各有不同。或说预言就照着信心的程度说预言或做执事就当专一的执事或做教导就当专一的教导
And also in verse 6 having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us each of us is to exercise them accordingly So if prophecy let us prophesy in proportion to faith our ministry let ususe it in our ministering, he who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation.
就是每一个肢体都有他的恩赐。
That's to say that every member of the body has its own gift.
每一个人有他专一的功用。
Every person has his unique function.
就是我们每个人都要尽出我们的功用。
That everyone is to perform fully his function.
这样才能够显出身体的美丽。
And in such a way, the beauty of the body will be revealed.
我有的时候看到很多人呢、啊。
Sometimes as I
不会拿筷子
I notice that a lot of people do not know how to use chopsticks.
看着他拿筷子很难看的、啊，就怎么这个手就拿筷子。
I see how they use the chopsticks in a very awkward way.
拿筷子要拿得好，是很美丽的。
If you're able to use chopsticks well, then it's a beautiful thing.
上面三个指头管这一只。
The top three fingers are in charge of the top chopsticks.
下面两个指头负责稳固下面这一只。
And the bottom two fingers are to steady the bottom chopsticks.
所以这样呢，拿筷子拿得很清楚。人家纸都会拿上来。
So it should be very easy just to pick up a paper like this.
就是你五个手指头都要尽功用，这样你不但只能够夹东西，而且很美丽。
So every finger is doing its own function, and then when you pick up things or food, it's just a beautiful thing.
所以我们在教会身体的配搭里面，我觉得比拿筷子复杂很多。
But in terms of the coordination of the members of the body in the church,
为什么有人拿筷子这么难看呢？
他
只用两个指头在那里夹呀夹呀夹，夹来夹去呀，就很难看。
Why do some people use chopsticks in such an ugly way? Because he only used two fingers to do so.
在身体的配搭里面，
so,
每一个肢体都要尽他的功用。
So in the coordination of the body, every member has to perform its function.
不然的话，
otherwise
就会破坏配搭、啊、 破坏身体的健康或者它的美丽。
It will destroy the beauty or even the health of the body.
所以我们知道在神的家里面没有八千两的恩赐啊。
We do know that in the house of God, there is never a gift of a talent.
或者是一千、两千，顶多五千。
It might be five, two, one talent, two talent, at most five talents.
所以你看到吗？那个最大恩赐的那个人呢、啊，顶多比你大五倍。
So you see, those who have the greatest gifts have the gifts just fivefold greater than yours.
所以我们真是大家都是活祭的话。
So if everyone is a living sacrifice.
很多时候我们看到一个教会里面，好像我们觉得这个不够兴旺，不是的，是什么原因呢？
When we look at a church as though its service is not thriving, and what is the reason to it?
不是那个五千的，那个五千的很少埋没啊，因为它已经显明出来了。
And the issue is not about those who have five talents, because
最多就是那个一千的没有进功用。
Their functions have been revealed. Instead, it's those who have one talent whose functions have never been performed.
昨天我们讲到什么叫做懒惰。
And yet, last night we talked about what it means to be sluggishness.
就是闲站。
That it simply means you stand idly.
懈怠。
And you're sluggish.
然后呢，单言犹疑。
And you're hesitating, you're delaying.
就是为难。
And you are in a position not to know what to do.
这个原文的意思就是懒惰。
And in its original, it's all contained in slothfulness.
因为你为难你单言，很多这都是你懒惰的借口。
Because as you're puzzled and as you're delaying, and all these are simply your excuses.
尼弟兄曾经说过，侍奉主的人应当等候在神的面前找事情做。
Brother Ni once said that he who serves the Lord should be waiting before the Lord and looking for work to do.
看我那一份如何摆在神家的建造当中。
To see how I should place my part in the building up the house of God.
昨天我们曾经读过约翰福音四章二十三节。四章三十五节。
Yesterday we read John 4:35.
说你们岂不说到收割的时候还有四个月吗？我告诉你们，举目向田观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。
Do you not say there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for there are already white for harvest.
今天我们有没有举目在神的家里面观看
？Today have we lifted up our eyes and look in the house of God？
我们有没有举目向福音的合场来观看
？Have we lifted our eyes to look at the very field of the harvest？
我们的弟兄告诉我们，我们应该等候在神的面前找一点事情做。
Our brother。told us that we need to wait in the presence of God and looking for job to do. To see how I can place my part in the house of God.
当然，我们讲到服事，我们先讲了，你要是做活祭才可以做服事，不是你在城家里面找麻烦啊。
As we've said that to serve God, first you have to become a living sacrifice, not to become a troublemaker.
在这个在活祭的大前提下
So under this great condition of being a living sacrifice,
你在神的家里面看看你如何尽你那一份
Then you see how you could perform your function.
不然的话
Otherwise,
你就是一个又饿又懒的仆人。
You're the wicked and lazy servant.
我们在家神的家里面不单单是做事情。
So in the house of God, not only are we doing things.
在我服侍的这些年里，我觉得最重要的是我们要去成全圣徒。
in my services throughout the past years, I think what's most important is to edify, to perfect all the things.
不单单你去做,
it's not only you doing it.
你要帮助别人进到服事的。
But you have to help others to come into your service.
我想这个是在我们服事上面我们需要有的一个认识。
And I believe this is the right understanding that we should have in terms of our services.
我们今天下面有很多点要点，所以我就点到为止了。
Now, because we have so many points to highlight, so I would just highlight that the previous point up to this point.
我们要真实进入身体的服事的时候，
For us to really enter into the service of the body,
我们都说我们的服事是从要从里面出来。
We all know that our service should come from inwardly.
身体里面有的，我们就从侍奉里面活出来。
What you already have in the body, and then you bring it out through your service.
如果你里面没有，你只是外面在这里忙碌的话，这只不过是一些。工作一些宗教的工作。
If you do not have things within you and you're simply busying yourself outwardly, all we can say that all these are busy work.
而不是身体的侍奉。
It's not the service of the body.
是一个做活祭的人。
As a living sacrifice.
从更新了的心思里面摸到神的心意。
He would touch upon the heart of God from his renewed mind.
而神的旨意在我们身上找到出路。
And God's will can then find a way out in us.
然后我们就活出来。
Then we live it out.
第八节。
Verse
8. 那里说，施舍的就当诚实。
He who gives with liberality.
怜悯人的就当甘心。
He who shows mercy with cheerfulness.
生命里面有一个催促。
So within your life there is this urging.
你要去给，你要去帮助人。
That you want to give, you want to help others.
你要帮助有缺乏的人。
You want to help those who are lacking.
然后你就去做。
And then you go and do it.
第九节。
Verse 9.
说爱人不可虚假。
Let love be without hypocrisy.
弟兄姊妹，有人说当我们我刚才鼓励你们去 找事情做。
Beloved,
我说的是倪弟兄说的。
I just encouraged you using Brother Ni's word to look for work to do.
但你在教会里面找事情做，你就在那里，结果越找就越麻烦。
And as you're looking for work to do in the church, the more you look and the more trouble you make.
但是我们现在要注意一个原则，就是我们的服事要从里面开始。
So we have to first hold on to the principle that serving always comes from within.
但你说我不可以懒惰，我里面什么都没有，我就什么都不做嘛，我是从里面开始嘛。
But you would say, oh, you say we should not be sluggish since I don't have anything within, then that means I should not do anything.
弟兄姊妹，
Beloved,
我们有没有在神的面前向神的田里面观看？
Have we ever looked before God onto his field?
今天我们实在觉得有些人呢，在教会里面呢，他不来还好，他来了呢，他坐在那里不讲话好，他一讲话呀，一做事情啊，就越帮越忙，真是很头痛。
We really feel that sometimes in the church, it would be better for those not to come, and when they do come, better for them not to speak, and once they start speaking, doing something.It really does everybody a disservice and has become quite a headache.
为什么呢？
And why?
因为他的东西不是从生命里面出来。
Because his service does not originate from his life.
这人说爱人不可虚假。
And here the verse says, let love be without hypocrisy.
那你说主耶稣命令我们要彼此相爱，这是一个新的命令，我不爱我也得爱呀。所以我明明我不爱他，但是我看到他 I love you.
Doesn't the Lord command us that we should love one another? This is a new command. And then, even though I do not love this person, I just have to pretend to say, oh, how are you? I love you.
这个问题就是这里出来的，这个肉体的东西活动。
You see, this is the work of the flesh.
我们说要殷勤，
Now we talk about being diligent.
但是我们说要爱人又不可以虚假。
And we also say, let love be without hypocrisy.
但我觉得他明明不可爱。
But the fact is, I do feel he's not lovable.
那么怎么爱他呢？
How should I, how could I love him?
哎呀，主子说命令啊，命令就是是不可以拒绝的，你不爱也要爱呀。
Love one another is the commandment of God, which means you cannot reject it. So even though you don't love that person, you still have to.
而且第十节还讲得很清楚，说爱弟兄要彼此亲热。哎呀，那就这样，不爱又要亲热，这就爱得很肉麻，你知不知道？
And verse 10 tells us even more, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. I don't love him, but I still have to love him, so I have to pretend to do so.
但是11节就告诉我们这个关键。
And verse 11 telling us the very pivotal point.
你殷勤不可懒惰，你要心里面火热，常常侍奉。
Not lacking in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord.
他这里说是灵里面火热。
It says that to be fervent in spirit.
今天神叫我们去爱我们的弟兄。
Today God has told us to love our brothers.
你没有爱。
Without love.
你里面没有。
And because you really do not have love within you.
你就跟主要吗？
Then you just ask.The Lord to give it to you. Ask the Lord to fill His love in you.
突然之间，你睁开眼睛，你就看到原来 Jason 这么可爱。
And all of a sudden, as you open your eyes today, you realize, oh, how lovable Jason is today.
你以前没有发现他那个牙齿笑起来白白的，很可爱。
Because you never realize that as he smiles, that the white teeth are so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
你里面就这个爱就真的而且呢那个爱是从里面出来的。
Now you have this true love and also it comes from within.
今天我们在服侍的里面。
So in our service today,
非常重要是里面出来的。
Something that's so essential is that our service has to come from within.
但是我们为什么落到懒惰的里面？
But how is it that we often fall into the condition of laziness?
不爱就是不爱，我恨他，我就表示我不喜欢他。
And you would say that I want to be real. If I do not love him, I don't. If I hate him, I have to show it.
好像很有真理啊。
It sounds quite true, biblical.
但是问题是在我们灵里面没有火热的向着主。
The issue is that within our spirit, we're not fervent toward our Lord.
我们经常讲侍奉是根据负担。
We often say our service is based upon our burden.
身体的侍奉是从里面出来，这是一个原则。
And the principle is that a service in the body comes from within.
但是如果你里面灵里面火热的时候
，But when your spirit is fervent，
灵里面沸腾的时候
，When your spirit is simply rolling，
你里面耶稣的生命在你里面要找出路
，And the life of Jesus Christ will be looking for an outlet。
耶稣的爱在你里面燃烧
，Because of the love of Jesus burning inside，
叫你去爱。
So that you will go in love to serve.
是一个催促。
This is an urging.
当你去服侍的时候。
And when you go in to serve.
你生命里面就觉得有输出。
And you feel this overflowing of your life.
你里面就觉得喜乐。
And you're joyful within.
当你越服侍的时候。
So the more you serve.
当你把你的爱送出去的时候。
The more you give out your love.
你里面。又有空间啊
The more space within you appears.
又充满
And then here comes the love of God.
主的托付又在你的里面
Here comes God's commitment.
你里面又有催催促
And comes again his urging.
你又去服侍
And again you go and serve.
你又去爱
And again you love.
你不但只能爱 Jason, 你连他的老婆你也爱
So not only do you love Jason, but also his wife.
你的爱就更多的临到弟兄姊妹
So your love comes upon your brothers and sisters more and more.
基督更多的丰富又充满在你的里面
And then more and more of the richness of Christ fills you.
你看到吗？耶稣基督的丰满，耶稣基督的丰富， 不住的在你的里面运行。
So you see that Jesus Christ's fullness, His riches continue to move within you.
你说，哎呀，那我不是很亏本呢？我一直爱这个，爱那个。
Then you might say, oh, I am at a very disadvantaged place because I love this and love that.
弟兄姊妹，有经历的人告诉我们。
Brothers and sisters, those who are experienced have told us.
你一点都没有亏本。
You do not lose anything. Because the Lord Himself has first filled you.
然后你就更多的得到主。
First provided for you,
and
you gain more of the Lord, and more of the Christ flows out, and the Lord gives more of Himself to you.
所以你看到一个殷勤不懒惰、心里火热、常常侍奉主的人，不是一个亏本的人。
So you see, a person who is not lacking diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, is not the one who would lose his principles.
他的服侍
because he serves.
他亏本少啊，什么东西？
It's not that he's losing anything on his part.
而是主在他里面充满他。
But it is the Lord himself filling him up.
他不能够不去服侍。
So he cannot help but serve.
当他越服侍的时候，
and the more he serves,
主就把更多的恩典给他。
The more gifts the Lord will give him.
他又出去的话，
and then he goes out.
我们里面就成为丰富的泉源所经过的地方。你就先享用了主的慈禧。
And then within us, we have become the very pathway of the spring of the Lord's riches, and we are the first one to enjoy it.
所以你看到罗马书十二章后面，从第三节开始。
So you see, Romans 12, starting from verse 3.
十二章一节二节说，真正你成了一个活祭之后。
Now, based on verses 1 and 2, and provided you have become a living sacrifice first, then you'll enter into the service of the body. You'll enter into the very reality of the building up of the body. And there diligently you serve the Lord. It's not the hustle and bustle outward.
啊，不是性格里面你这个人，有的人就是要动嘛，他不动他就不舒服的。
And it's not because of your character, because some people are just hyperactive, they have to move about.
而是他里面。
But it is within.
不空闲。他里面不空闲。
It is within him. There's no more this sluggishness. 总
是在神面前思想。
Always he's thinking before God.
在神面前等候。
Waiting before him,
在神面前祷告
praying before God,
在神面前 consider 考虑
and always consider before God,
举目向田观看
he lifts up his eyes and look at the field.
像我们当中有一个姊妹退休以后、在教会里面很产生功用。
There is a sister in my fellowship after she has retired. She is very effective in performing different services.
家里只有两个人，有四条电话线。
There are only two members in her household, but there are four lines of
phone. 两条landline, 两条cell phone, 整天就在那里打。
And two landlines, two cell phone lines, all day long, she's on the phone.
而且特别关心福音朋友。
And she's especially concerned about the gospel friend.
每天、都很忙。
Every day, she's so busy.
那我去了解一下她忙些什么。
And I try to understand what she is thinking about.
而且为什么她好像服侍很有果效。
And why is it her service is so fruitful?
我就发现他不是只是外面忙。
And I realized that she's not only busy outwardly,
花很多时间祷告。
But instead, she spends so much time daily to pray.
有的时候我就觉得，有的人呢，祷告的人就不做事，做事的人就不祷告。
Sometimes I do feel those who pray do not work, those who work do not pray.
我觉得这个是教会里面一个很大的亏欠。
And I believe this is such an inadequacy in the church.
一个真正在主面前祷告的人，也就是做事的人。
He who really prays before God is the very one who works.
而是在神面前做事的人呢、啊、
And also in the presence of God, he who works,
也一定是个祷告的人。
Always is the man who works.
不然呢，这些就不是真正的服事。
Otherwise, none of his work is real service.
就我发现他每天花很多时间在主面前祷告。
So I realized she spends so much time in the presence of God to pray.
然后他在祷告的时候，主把负担放在他的心里。
It is while she's praying that the Lord has placed the specific burden in her heart.
他为弟兄姊妹祷告，为这些福音朋友祷告，然后主就把一些负担放在他的里面。
As she prays for brothers and sisters and the gospel friends, then God would entrust her with this burden.
他祷告是为了等候谁的差遣。
She's praying in order to be dispatched by God.
然后就打电话给他们。
And then she would
pick up the phone.
And sometimes invite others to her house.
然后每一次我就发现呢，她传福音很有果效。
So I realized every time when she preaches the gospel, it's always very fruitful.
那有的人就说她传圣经、传福音很多圣经。
And some people, when they share the gospel, they use a lot of Bible verses.
那有人就说你把这些圣经都抄来给我，我也拿去传。
And others would say, oh, why don't you give me all these service, verses so I can use them to share the gospel?
他每次传福音，我发现他每次至少用二十节圣经。
So a person like this, I realized that when he preaches the gospel, at least he would use 20 verses each time.
但是他说我很难给你，因为我每次用的圣经节都不太一样。
But to a request like this, the person would answer, oh, it's hard for me to give you specific verses because I use them differently each time.
因为他在主面前祷告。
Now, because this sister prays before the Lord,
他说主啊，你今天叫我做什么？
Lord, what would you want me to do today?
那主把某某人，他打电话给他。
And the Lord says,The Lord gives this burden in her heart and telling her to call certain person. And then she prays again.
叫我去找某某人。
Now, since you want me to see this person,
那你要给我话，叫我跟他说什么。
Now you have to give me words. What should I say to this person?
所以很多时候他讲的话正好是那个人的需要。
So, so many times the sister's words exactly the ones that the person needs.
所以我们看到今天我们服侍主的人
So today, as we see us as people who serve God
我们殷勤不懒惰心里火热服侍主的人
All of us who are not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord
我们先要在主面前等候
First, we have to wait before the Lord
是不是是从里面出来
Indeed, this serving comes from within
但是有人就是往里面注入内在的生活然后就停在那里，就没有出路。
But a lot of people still emphasize this in their life, and they simply stall right there. So there is no outflowing of the service.
你知不知道今天在一个教会里面，不管是一百人的好，不管是五百人的好，最缺乏的是有一些人安静的做这些个人的服事。
Do you know in a church, be it 100 people, what's lacking most is those who quietly are doing individual services.
福音的工作是这样。
Now, this is true with the gospel work.
家庭的工作也是。
This is also true with the family service.
他祷告有一个出信的两夫妇刚刚在吵架，结果呢，这个电话来了，这个姊妹说，啊，我有这圣经送给你。
Now, a case is that while a couple, a newly believed gospel friends, they were fighting with each other, and the phone rang. And the sister would say, hey, I have this verse for you.
一节圣经给了他，结果正好是他们两个人的需要。
So this specific verse is exactly what the couple needed.
对年轻人的服事也是一样。
It's the same thing with the young people's service.
哎呀，我们看到年轻人的问题，我们头都大了，很难倒啊，现在这个时代。
Now, as we,
他们的差距太大了，我们没有办法帮助他们。
As we consider all the youth services, and we would have a big headache, and because the challenge is so huge, we don't know how to help young people.
如果你真是为他们祷告，你有一节圣经送给他，正好就是他的需要。
But if you do pray for them, then you will have this unique verse and to give it to the youth, and this is exactly what they need.
所以我们不单是在主面前祷告等候说主啊你要我做什么。
So not only do we pray and wait for God in His presence, Lord, what do you want me to do?
然后你再问主啊。
But also you ask the Lord again.
你叫我跟他说什么话。
What word do you want me to say to this person?
我们看到多少时候服侍能够把人带起来是因为主的话。
And so many times we have seen this, the reason that through your service a person is being built up, it is purely because of the word of the Lord.
所以当我们要一个活祭进入身体的服侍，我们首先我们要看到身体。
So for a living sacrifice to enter into the service of the body, first thing to know is that you have to see this body.
我们看到我们肢体配搭的学习。
And you have to see the importance of learning to coordinate with all members of the body.
我们看自己不能过于所当看。
Do not think of yourselves more highly than you ought to.
但是我们也不能够懒惰为难而失去了我们的功用。
Nor do you want to be sluggish, hesitating, so as to lose your function.
因为只有每一个肢体都进功用的时候，那个时候才能显出身体配搭的美丽。
Only when every member of the body performs its function, then could we see the very beauty of it.
另外一个基本的原则就是服侍是从里面开始。
Now another very fundamental principle is that the service is always from within.
然后当我们进入十三章的时候
，Now when we enter chapter 13,
你就很发现侍奉的中心。是进入神家的建造。
The focus of your service should be the building up of the house of God.
第一
First,
十三章一马上就给我们好像插出一个问题，讲到社会上的问题。
In chapter 13, first of all, it seems that the author has digressed and talk about social issues.
说在上有权的人都当顺服他，因为没有权并不是出于神的，凡掌权的都是神所命定的。
Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and authority that exists are appointed by God.
但是如果我们真正来学习的时候，我们就发现这个仍然是为了神家建造。
As we really try to learn this point, we realize that this verse is really for the building of the house of God.
而且十三章还是讲到基督身体的建造。
So chapter 13 still focuses on the building up of the house of God.
而是我们在社会中的学习。
It's focusing on our learnings in societies.
而叫我们更认识我们需要服权柄。
Through this practice, it enables us to understand more that we need to be in subjection to authority.
因为今天神的权柄我们看不见。
Because today, God's authority we cannot see.
但是神要用不同的环境叫我们去学顺服的功课。
But God will use different circumstances in which we will learn this lesson of obedience.
因为我们知道今天人一切的问题，人的堕落所带出来的问题的根源，就是因为我们不服权柄。
Because we know the very source of the issues that come from all men's corruption is because we do not obey authority.
因为人的堕落的开始，就因为不服权柄，不听神的话啊，撒旦不服神的权柄。
The very beginning of our fall is because man did not obey to God but listen to Satan.
神。要我们学习服权柄，就是我们开始恢复我们成为一个他手中有用的人。
God wants us to learn to obey authorities. This is the beginning of His recovery rewards for us to become a useful vessel of His hand.
而且我们知道神叫我们在神的家中做什么。
And then we need to know what is that God wants us to do in His house.
神要我们。在神的家中将来成为一个释放权柄的人。
Because he wants us to be able to execute this authority in the age to come in his house.
我们昨天讲到我们是神所知道，我们是神所呼召，我们是神所称义，我们是神所叫我们得荣耀的人。
Because last night we talked about we are known by God, we are called by God, we are chosen by God, we are glorified by God. Then how can we receive this glory?
因为有一天,
because one day, God wants us to reign together with Him.
你知不知道有一天你要跟神一同作王?
Do you know that one day you will reign together with Him?
你要在地上执掌王权，与主一起在国度里面。
Do you know that you will execute this kingship with Him together?
如果你是一个释放权柄的人,
if you know that you're the one who releases authority,
你首先就要是一个服权柄的人。
So if you know you are the one who will release this authority, so the very first thing for you to do is to be subject under this authority.
就是这样。 如果你是一个执行权柄的人,
on earth, it's the same thing. If you're the one who executes this authority,
如果你是一个穿制服的啊,
if you are in uniform,
但是你是会执行权柄的,
then you are the one who knows how to execute the authority.
穿制服的人, 第一个训练是什么?
So, but what's the first training for he who wears a uniform?
所有穿制服的人一定要学好。
Everyone who is in uniform has to learn well how to be in subjection to authority. Otherwise, you will abuse your authority. And there will be a big chaos.
你看到哪一个国家里面那些贪污腐败啊，都是这些有权柄的人没有先学服好权柄。
Think about all the corruption, wickedness in any country. It's always because those who have authority first have not learned well the lesson of obedience. One day, God will want us to reign together with Him.
所以今天神就叫我们在社会上、在教会上、在家庭里面先服好权柄。
So God wants us first, to be in subjection to authority in society, in church, in family.
所以在13章前面这七节就加出了这么一个学习。
So in the first seven verses in chapter 13, give us this kind of training, learning.
好像跟神家的建造，跟因服侍主没有什么关系一样。
As though they have nothing to do with serving the Lord or building up the house of God. But for us to reign together, to be glorified together with Him, those of us that serve first have to stand fast on this position to learn to obey authority. Because with no authority except from God.
我们在这里只能够就是稍微点一点，我们就把它越过去。
Now we can only highlight this point in briefly.
所以到了第八节开始又进入实际教会里面的生活的操练。
Now in verse 8, again, we enter into the practice and reality of the church.
凡事都不可亏欠人，唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠，因为爱人的就完全了律法。
Verse 8, owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law.
所以在教会里面，我们要学习，我们要服侍的时候，我们要学习一样，凡事。
So in the church, a lesson for us all is to owe nothing, no one anything.
而且呢，要彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠。
Except to love one another.
我这个中文这里面这个意思啊，就是说我们要常以为亏欠，因为爱人的就完全了律法。
The Chinese version says that we often feel that we are indebted, and he who loves another has fulfilled the law.
这个NIV的翻译呢，跟中文的差不多。
Is pretty much like the Chinese version.
你看说，你读一读第八节。
Let no debt remain outstanding except the continuing debt to love one another, for he who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the law.
也就是说今天我们真是要遵循神的律法的话,
that's to say for us today, truly obey God's law.
我们彼此相爱,
we have to love one another.
我们怎么样彼此相爱?
And how can we love one another?
弟兄姊妹，如果你真是看到神的命令的话
，Beloved, if you really see this is the commandment of God,
我们大家都做得不够
，and we know we every one of us comes short.
今天你看到很多人呐、啊，在教会里边很多的 complain， 很多的埋怨。
Today we see you see that a lot of people are complaining in the church.
因为他觉得别人都欠了他的债。
Because they feel they other people all owe him something.
那我们这些出来服侍的人呢，有时候就来到弟兄姊妹家啊啊，弟兄姊妹把最好的给我们，我们都觉得很亏欠他们。
And those of us who serve the Lord full time, when we come go to brother and sister's house, they always give us the very best, and we feel that we are so indebted to them.
所以我们都觉得我们很爱这些弟兄姊妹，但是又很亏欠他们。
We always feel we love all these brothers and sisters. At the same time, we feel we owe them something.
我们绝对不会抱怨你。
We will never complain.
我们都觉得欠了你。
We always feel we owe you.
如果每一个弟兄姊妹真是看到神为我们舍命，耶稣为我们舍命。
If every brother and sister does see this, that Jesus gave himself for us, he has given us the very best.
我们有没有亏欠我们的主？
Have we ever come short of our Lord?
然后神，我们的主，他都为门徒洗脚。
Our Lord washed the disciples' feet.
然后他说，我是你们的主，你们的夫子这样做，所以你们也要彼此的来相爱，彼此的洗脚。
I am your Lord and teacher, and I wash your feet. Do likewise.
如果我们真是看到主是这样的爱门徒的话。
If we really see that the Lord Jesus so loved his disciples,
我们有没有像主这样的爱来爱我们的弟兄姊妹？
Do we have the same kind of love with which to love our brothers and sisters?
我们在爱弟兄姊妹上有没有亏欠？
Are we coming short in the matter of loving brothers and sisters?
我们实在有亏欠。
Yes, we have so much inadequacy here.
如果我们有这样的一个心态
If we have this kind of mind,
我们还会抱怨吗
Will we ever complain?
我们只能够去爱
We could only love.
有的时候
Sometimes,
我出门讲道到一个地方那有的弟兄哎呀我弟兄你很久没有来了叫我觉得很亏欠他们
I go out traveling to preach to some brother and sister's house, and they would say, "Oh, brother Wu, you haven't come been here for quite a while." So I just feel I really am indebted to them.
那我出门出多了，回到家，弟兄姊妹说，哎呀，吴弟兄啊，上礼拜没有看到你啊。
And after quite a few days, I go back home, and the brothers and sisters in my congregation would say, "Oh, brother Wu." We haven't seen you for a while.
我里面就觉得亏欠他们。
Again, I feel indebted to them.
弟兄姊妹，我们服侍主，我们觉得我们有没有服侍好呢？
Beloved, as we serve the Lord, have you ever thought you served well?
如果我们真是看到，我们应该怎么样来服侍我们的弟兄姊妹？
If we really have the insight as to how we should serve our brothers and sisters.
常常有一个亏欠的感觉。
Then we often have this sense of inadequacy.
特别是在彼此相爱的事情上。
Especially in this matter of loving one another.
如果我们真是有这样的一个感觉的话。
If we really have this kind of sentiment.
你会不会去亏欠，故意的去亏欠人呢？
Would you on purpose trying to give other people a short answer.
全世界都欠了我呢?
Would you say that whole world owes me something?
全教会都欠了我呢?
The whole church owes me something.
你看到教会的难处就是在这种情况下发生的。
Do you see all of the churches with issues arise from this situation?
如果我们真实能够彼此相爱，我们觉得我们爱我们的弟兄，我觉得我们亏欠了我们的弟兄，你就看到弟兄姊妹，我们那个身体彼此相爱的实际就显出来。
If we really love our brothers and sisters, we really see that we are the one who owe others, then we could actually see the reality of the church life and services.
十四节
Verse 14.
总要佩戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。
But put down the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust.
不要为自己的满足而生活。
Do not live for your own satisfaction.
生活是为了满足主在我们身上的引导。
Your living is to gratify the leading of the Lord in you.
今天主在我们每个人身上都有他的期待。
Now today, the Lord toward each one of us has his own hope.
你是为了满足他在我们身上的 expectation。而安排你的生活呢，还是为了满足你自己放纵你的私欲去安排你的生活？
Are you arranging your life so as to gratify the Lord's expectation in you, or are you arranging your life to indulge in your lust?
今天我常常问你，对于什么事情你觉得会叫你兴奋？
I often ask this question, what are the things that excite you so much?
你觉得来教会里面服侍，来聚会，来带一个朋友信主，你觉得兴奋呢？还是看到你最好的朋友，吃你最好的东西，玩你最好的玩具，你觉得兴奋呢？
What's more exciting for you to bring a friend and help him or her to believe in the Lord, or seeing your friend eating or playing with your gadgets, which one is more exciting for you?
我不是说你不可以做很多事情。
I'm not saying that you cannot do many, many things.
但是你总要不要为自己去安排去放纵私欲。
The point is, do not make provision for the flesh to fulfill lust.
你可以去安排你去度个假。
You can make arrangements to have a vacation.
但是你在这里聚会的时候，在剥饼的时候，你还想到，哎呀，夏威夷的沙滩真是美丽啊。
But if at the meeting at the breaking bread, you're thinking of, oh, how beautiful the beach, the sand in Hawaii.
你在里面，你想的是什么东西？
What is that you're thinking of inside of you?
总要佩戴主耶稣基督。
But put on the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是我们生活的目的。
This is the very purpose of our living.
其他的都要 lower priority.
Anything else should be in lower priority.
神的旨意在我们身上成就，乃是叫我们兴奋的。
Only when God's will is done in us, this is the very thing that will excite us.
我们很快提一下，十四章一开始说我们要接纳我们的弟兄。
Very quickly, chapter 14 tells us that we need to receive our brothers and sisters.
不可以论断。
Do not judge.
不可以定罪。
Do not condemn.
为什么？
Why?
因为他是主的人。
Because he is the Lord.
主所接纳的。
He is the one the Lord has received.
你能够定他罪吗？
Can you condemn him?
我们看到他是主的人。
We now see that he is the Lord's man.
你看到他身上的主。
We now see the Lord in him.
你要尊重他。
You have to respect him.
你要接纳他。
You have to receive him.
不单只是你要接纳他。
Not only do you receive him.
十五章
，chapter 15
also. 你们应当互相担待。
We should bear with one another.
你不单这，因为他的看法可能跟你有的不一样。
Maybe his opinions would be different from yours.
因为十四章讲到这个他的看法。不是讲到对于真理的本身，而是对于真理的一些的解释。因为当时有人觉得肉里面有血，所以我不能吃肉，只吃蔬菜。
In 14, chapter 14, we see that the difference here among brothers is not about the truth itself, but the explanation of the truth. Because in those days, some people saw that there was blood in meat, so they would not eat meat.
其实今天很多时候我们对于 弟兄姊妹当中的一些问题不是真理的本身，而是对一些的解释而已。
So there, today there are many issues in the church, questions. Those are not about the truth itself, but about the explanation of the truth.
所以说这些事情上面第三节说，吃的人不可轻看，不吃的人，不吃的人也不可论断吃的人，因为神已经收纳了他们。
So verse 3, let not him who eats despise him who does not eat. Let not him who does not eat judge him who eats, for God has received him.
是神所接纳的，我们都要接纳。
He whom God has received, we also receive.
第四节
，verse four.
你是谁？经论断别人的仆人，他或站住，或跌倒，自有他的主人在，而且他也必要站住，因为主能使他站住。
Who are you to judge another's servant to his master? He stands or falls. Indeed, he will be made to stand, for God is able to make him stand.
其实今天我们靠自己，我们都站不住。
Actually, today by ourselves, none of us can stand.
所以你不要去论断那些软弱的弟兄姊妹。
So don't you judge those brothers and sisters who are weak.
啊，我们能够站住，是因为主叫我们站住。
Don't say that, that I'm able to stand. Knowing that you're able to stand, it is because God made you stand.
所以我们要接纳他们。
So we have to receive them.
真正的软弱的。
Those who are truly weak.
我们还要。去担待他们的软弱。
To those who are truly weak, we have to take one step further to bear with them.
所以第五十五章第七节是，所以你们要彼此接纳，如同基督接纳你们一样，是荣耀归给神。
Therefore, in chapter 15, verse 7, therefore receive one another just as Christ also received you to the glory of God.
第十四章那里告诉我们十三节。
Chapter 14, verse 13.
所以我们不可再彼此论断，宁可定义，谁也不给弟兄放下绊脚跌人之物。
Therefore, let us not judge one another anymore, but rather resolve this, not to put a stumbling block or a cause to fall in our brother's way.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
你若因食物叫弟兄忧愁，就不是按着爱人的道理行。基督已经替他死，你不可因你的食物叫他败坏。
Yet if your brother is grieved because of your food, you are no longer walking in love. Do not destroy with your food the one for whom Christ died.
十九节。
Verse 19.
所以我们务要追求和睦的事与彼此。建立的事，不可因食物毁坏神的工程。
Therefore, let us pursue the things which made for peace, and the things by which one may edify another. Do not destroy the work of God for the sake of food.
当我们弟兄姊妹一起生活的时候
，When brothers and sisters live together,
我们要彼此建立。
We have to edify one another.
不要做任何绊倒别人的事情。
Don't do anything that would give an offense to make your brother stumble.
第二十节说
Verse 20,
不可因食物，我相信这个食物可以说不可以因着任何事情毁坏神的工程。
Verse 20 mentions for the sake of food, but in principle, anything that would destroy the work of God.
我们看到神的工程今天是在做一个工程，就是建造他的教会。
We see that God's work is only one, that is to build up His church.
如果我们做的任何事情
，If anything we do，
我们任何的看法
，Any views，
我们任何对人的批评
，Any criticism，
或者我们生活上的一些的失败
，Or any failures of our life，
影响了教会的建造。
If any of these affect the building of the church,
这里说不可。
Then the Bible says, "Do not."
当我们这样忠心在主面前服侍的时候
，When we serve God faithfully in such a way,
神就能十六章二十五节，唯有神能照着我所传的福音。和所讲耶稣基督，并照永古隐藏不言的奥秘，坚固你们的心。
Then we see in chapter 16, verse 25, now to him who is able, only God can do so. Now to him who is able to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery kept secret since the world began, but now made manifest and by the prophetic scriptures made known to all nations according to the commandment of the everlasting God for obedience to the faith.
罗马书 讲到神的福音。
Romans speaks of the gospel of God.
讲到这个荣耀的福音。
It speaks of this glorious gospel.
到了16章, 我们没有时间讲。
When we come to chapter 16, which I do not have time to go into detail, it speaks of this glorious church.
因为在16章里面就记载在教会当时实际的光景。
Because in chapter 16, we see the account of the real conditions of the church in those days.
好像是一些问安的话。
As though they're just simple greetings. And from these greetings that describe the brothers and sisters, you could actually see how beautiful the thing was in those days of the church.
16章3节到第16节有了26个人私人的问安。
Now from verse 3 to 16, there are 26 personal greetings.
21到24节, 21就提出八个人和保罗一起在哥林多人的名字去问别人的安。
And also from 21 through 24, eight brothers' names were mentioned who were in Corinth. Paul greeted the other brothers and sisters.
提了这么多的名字。
And Paul mentioned so many names here.
不单的是保罗提的,
Not only did Paul mention them,
而且圣灵把他们记在圣经的里面,
but also the Holy Spirit records their names
now.
So you see, all these people are still remembered by God.
有一些这些的人保罗里面问安的,
well, so many people that Paul greeted, Paul had never met them personally. But those people who received the letter have never met all these people mentioned here, but Paul singled them out. And the Holy Spirit recorded them. Because all their labor in the church was remembered by God. So today, all the labor you have in the church, all things you put up, all your consecration,
神纪念,
all your offering, God do remember it. Just as all these people's names, to the end, God will receive this glorious church. Because again, Romans speaks that the gospel is the power of God.
最后到了16章最末了的时候,
toward the very end of chapter 16,
这里说,
now Paul says God is able.
他能成就一切,
he is able to accomplish everything according to Paul's gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ,
并照永古隐藏不言的奥秘,
according to the revelation of the mystery kept secret since the world began, God will establish you.
福音叫人只是因信称义, 是难, 人很难接受的。
If this gospel only allows you to be justified by faith, then it's hard for people to believe.
不靠着律法, 人不需要做什么, 就能够得到神伟大的福音, 人也是很难去接受。
Not by law, not by work, then man can receive this great salvation. This is so hard for people to accept.
叫人不为自己而活, 就做一个活祭献上, 也是很难的。
And not to live for yourself, but live as a living sacrifice. It's hard for them to believe. Then it would be even harder for you to live out this body of life.
但是感谢主, 25节告诉我们说,
but here,
唯有神能。
No.
We thank the Lord because verse 25 tells us that only God who is able.
一切属灵的事情都是神所做成的。
All the spiritual matters are accomplished by God alone.
而且他要得着荣耀。
And he is to receive all the glory. Verse 27.
愿荣耀因耶稣基督归于独一全知的神直到永远。Amen.
To God alone wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen.
今天撒旦的堕落是因为他不愿意承认神是独一的神。
Today, Satan's fall is all because that he did not to acknowledge the fact God is the only sovereign, the only God.
今天世人不接受福音。
Today, the world does not receive this gospel.
因为他们以为神的福音是愚拙的。
Because they feel the message of the gospel is foolish to them.
只有我们不单单看到他是独一的神。而且我们接受他是全智的神。
But we not only do we see that he is the only God, but also we know that he is the omniscient God.
当神的旨意成就的时候
，When God's will is done，
他需要在地上得着一些人，在他们的身上叫神得着荣耀。
God will gain a group of people on earth so that His will be shown forth, be manifested.
神能够在我们身上得着荣耀，不是因着别的，就是因着耶稣基督。
And the glory that God wants to gain in us is nothing else but Christ Jesus.
愿荣耀归给独一全知的神，直到永远。
To God alone be glory through Jesus Christ forever.
这个是神恢复工作。最重要最 focus 的焦点
This is the most essential focus of God's recovery work
撒旦的堕落是因为他不相信神是独一的神他要与神同等
Satan fell because he did not believe God is alone the only one he wants to be God's equal
在以赛亚书用着巴比伦王形容了他要与神同等。
So in Isaiah we see that God, the Isaiah uses Babylonian king to describe how Satan wanted to become equal with God.
在以西结书二十八章用着推罗王来强调他的智慧，来强调他不要耶稣基督神。的智慧
And in Ezekiel 28, the Bible uses the king Tyre to emphasize that Satan wants his own wisdom. He does not want God's wisdom.
当神的福音透过他的教会实际活出荣耀的教会的时候
But through the gospel, this glorious church actually lives out.
愿荣耀因耶稣基督归于独一全知的神，直到永远。阿门。神的旨意就成就。
Then we see the realization of verse, the very last verse of Romans 16:27. To God alone wise be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen.
神的旨意这样的成就，是需要得着因着福音而得着的一些的活迹。
For God's will to be so done, then God needs first to have living sacrifices.
叫我们这些人能够对福音，对神的全备的救恩有一个回应。
So that they would have this response to God's full salvation.
做一个殷勤、不懒惰、心里火热、常常侍奉主的人。
Be the one not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord.
因着我们这样的服事
And because of our service in such a way,
神的家得着建造
then the house of God will be built up.
神的旨意得着成就
then God's will be done.
是这位独一全知的神得着荣耀
So the only wise God will be glorified.
这是我们在他面前
需要有的实际。
This is the reality we should possess before Him.
需要我们活出这样的见证。
And it requires us to live out this kind of testimony.
愿荣耀归给他。
To God, to Him be the glory.
我们祷告。
Shall we pray?
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
这福音就是你的大能。
For the gospel is the power of God to those everyone who believes.
你救我们救到一个地步，叫我们能够成为你手中合用的器皿。
You have saved us to such an extent that we could become useful vessels of your hand.
叫你的荣耀能够透过我们这些人，因着耶稣基督归于独一全知的神。
So that your glory through Jesus Christ through us can be magnified forever. Amen.
只有我们真正的做一个活祭的时候，
Only when we become the true living sacrifice.
只有我们真正的活着的不再是我，让基督活的时候，
Only when we no longer live but Christ lives in us.
只有我们真正的进入身体的实际教会的建造的时候，
Only when we truly enter into the reality of the body of Christ, the building of the house,
你就能够做成你的工。
Then could you actually accomplish your work?
你就可以荣耀你的名。
To glorify your name.
你就可以很快的回来。
And then you will return soon.
巴不得你激励我们。
Oh Lord, if only you would stir us up.
帮助我们。
Help us.
完成你在这里的工程。
And accomplish your work on earth.
祝福你自己的话。
Bless your own words.
祝福你在这里的见证。
Bless your testimony here.
祝福神的众儿女。
Bless God's children.
愿一切的荣耀都归给你。
To you be all the glory.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
We ask in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.